Now, the Vatican has confirmed that Pope Francis has now developed pneumonia in both lungs following a CT scan. Tests continue to indicate a complex picture for the 88-year-old pontiff, who has been hospitalised since last week. He is being treated in Rome's Gemelli Hospital. Just a short time ago, the Vatican provided an update and said Pope Francis spent a peaceful night in hospital and ate his breakfast this morning. Elise Ann Ellen is senior correspondent with Crooks in the Vatican and joins us now. Elise, and we spoke to you yesterday. The Pope's condition has changed since we spoke to you. What is the latest?
Good morning. It's good to be with you again. The situation seems to be developing by the day here. And that is so often the case when it comes to somebody, you know, of this Pope's age. He is 88. He just turned 88 in December. And with his sort of medical history, he has, you know, he's missing part of one lung due to a serious bout of pneumonia as a young Jesuit. And that has left him particularly susceptible to respiratory illnesses and disorders. So what we're seeing is, you know, since his admittance to the hospital on Friday until we got, you know, the diagnosis of pneumonia yesterday evening in Rome, they've been doing diagnostics this whole time. So it would appear that they started treating him for the bronchitis that he, you know, he had. That probably wasn't working, and they did more diagnostics, and they found this, they called a polymicrobial infection of the respiratory tract. So he's got some different kind of bacterias in there, and they're trying to treat that. And then they said last night that he has the onset of bilateral pneumonia, so pneumonia in both lungs. So at this point, the positive news is that it's not a serious case of pneumonia, it appears. You know, they said it's just the onset of pneumonia, which in his case, again, with his medical history and at his age, is still not good news, right? It's very complicated, given his situation.
But I suppose, the good news this morning is that he had a peaceful night and that he ate his breakfast.
Yeah, so just the fact that, you know, he's up, he's eating, and he is sort of awake and, you know, aware, is that's all good news. You know, the fact that he was able to eat something, of course, is a good sign. And he's been spending his days alternating between rest, reading, and doing some work, you know, so he's not completely out of commission. You know, he is active, and he's continued to call the Catholic parish in Gaza almost nightly since he's been admitted. So this is somebody who is extremely fragile, I think, and he has to be followed very carefully. And you know, his treatment has to be very carefully thought out, you know, but he's not necessarily at death's door.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Elise Ann Allen, thank you for joining us this morning, senior correspondent with Crooks in the Vatican.